In your first fei, yesh mi shoyim et davar shenefa or nitzla in bishlo chakav v'mashke yesh ba mishum bishul. There are those that say that even though by a davar yovish, a dry thing, ain bishul acha bishul, but if it wasn't cooked, it was roasted or baked without liquid. Now you cook it in liquid, you put in hot liquid, then there is a problem of bishul. It was putting bread into a bowl of soup, which would be a kli rishon, would be a problem according to his opinion. But also, at least in the past, I feel klisheni, she has to let this boy. This opinion holds that even a klisheni, you now put the bread into it, because since it was baked before, it's easily cooked more than something raw. And therefore, even a klisheni is also, v'yesh matirim, those that matir. Says the Ramo, the klisheni, the ones that are matir, klisheni, v'yesh makirim, I feel klisheni. Others say that the chalal of bishul achafir, the nogol is all achatchil shaloytin pas achil klisheni kozman shayadzu ledes boy. Ma'isa minhag Ashkenaz is not to put it into a klisheni as long as the klisheni is yadzu ledes boy. So one should not put bread into a soup if the soup is a klisheni. The question is, what happens if it's more than a klisheni? The Mishnah Berurah of here brings poitkim that if he draws the soup with a ladle and pours it into Paris is a klish lishi, and over here he is willing to be more makel about this. If there are chunks in the soup, like a potato or whatever it may be, so the opinion is that that retains the status of a klivisha. Therefore, for sure, someone should be careful not to put something that is not cooked or even bread on these dvarim gushim, these salad things. You want to put something baked into a chulent also that has salad parts into it, one should refrain from that.